Casey.
Hey, Jacob.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
What do a wild horse who refuses to be tamed and a space-bound rogue with the key to saving humanity in the palm of his hand have in common?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Because this week I watched Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
And this week I watched Titan AE.
And now it's time to make
the movie connection.
And here we go. Welcome in, everybody. Hi there. My name is Jacob, and I'm here with my sister,
Casey.
And this is the podcast, The Movie Connection, which is a podcast where, you know, in an effort to broaden our individual movie horizons and to stay connected, we decided to connect over something we really enjoy, and that is
movies.
So every week we assign each other to watch movies that we usually haven't seen before. And then so we watch them and then we sit down to review, discuss, and try to figure out, you know, is there any connective tissue between these two different movies?
Any at all.
Anything.
Anything.
Connection between the two movies. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this week, you know, I think I'm willing to, this is only season two of this podcast, but I'm willing to make this a tradition, you know. Animated movies were a big part of our childhood.
Yes, absolutely.
We had a freaking podcast dedicated to a lot of animated movies there for a while. Summer of animated sequels, in fact.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
It was great times.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we should try to do that next.
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
Nope.
So, needless to say, we really enjoy animated movies. And, you know, we forget sometimes there are animated studios outside of the, you know, the Mickey Mouse one, the, you know, those guys.
Right.
And today we have two shining examples of that.
Absolutely. We definitely do.
Watching Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron from the short-lived, I don't think they're going anymore, from DreamWorks Animation Studios.
Same people who brought us Shrek?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then maybe, see, I think maybe they just do the 3D stuff like everything else, because I think they might be responsible for How to Train Your Dragon, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
But they, I think, and I also think they did.
I guess they just came out with The Bad Guys. That's DreamWorks. And that came out in 2022. I think it's like in theaters right now.
Oh, okay. That looked decent. Decent.
It looks okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Big Bad Wolf is a bad guy and stuff like that. That's interesting. And then the other side of the spectrum, we got from Don Bluth, who did work for Disney and then left, like, you know, and came up with some pretty good animated movies on his own, you know. Land Before Time, Secret of Nim, All Dogs Go to Heaven. I can think of a connection right off the bat with all those movies. They are all traumatizing as hell.
Traumatic as shit.
But at the same time, so good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, they're the movies that, like, really, they stick with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what do you say we get diving into these things? How about it?
Let's do it.
Well, before we, you know, before we take off into space, let's stay grounded for a little bit. Let's talk about Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
Let's do it.
So we're going to mix things. Since we're almost at the end of the season here, we're feeling loosey-goosey.
Instead of doing
a traditional, like, In My Own Words type of thing, we're just going to kind of do the old format from Disney Channel Surfers, where we just kind of loosely talk about the plot and, you know, whatever comes up for us. So, you know, Spirit, it's about a horse. Yeah, it's a horse story. It's a horse opera, if you will, which is what they used to call the black and white Western serials. Anywho, yeah, and of course, the voice of the inner voice of any stallion, wild stallion growing up in the old West, would sound like good old Matt Damon, you know.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. And
He
this
was
is
really popular during this time.
exactly. Like they needed a name, and I guess it was Matt Damon. Like I but
Yeah.
we'll get into that. Like that's yeah. But you know, Spirit, like we actually see him being born, which you know, right off the bat, this movie establishes that, you know, it's not gonna really pull any punches. It's not your typical, yeah, it's not your Disney movie, you know?
Right. I love, personally, I like love, love, love that they show his birth. They don't show it in graphic detail or anything, but they
Just
show
enough.
a baby being born, which is very cool and, something that like a Disney movie wouldn't show,
Yeah.
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it takes it does a better job at the emotion, the emoting. Like that's what stands out in this movie's animation is the emoting that's going on. Because newsflash, people, like there ain't no. Yes, Matt Damon is providing the narration, but like Spirit isn't opening his mouth and like, you know, Matt Damon's voice is coming out. It's not,
Right,
you know,
which
no talking
again
animals.
separates it a little bit more from the Disney movies, right?
Big time.
I really appreciate that as well. And they did have to like pull punches with the animation and the expressions of the horses to like, make up for that fact.
Yeah, and they did, like, you could tell the animators studied horses and everything, and they
Yes.
went into great detail about that. Like, yeah, these horses are moving like horses. And I mean, the animation, like, is really impressive. Like, I mean, they wanted to show off from the get-go because it's got that sweeping landscape shot,
Yeah, it's
with
beautiful.
the eagle flying, and they're like, yeah, fuck you, Disney.
Yeah, for sure. They definitely did a good job with that, I think, as well.
And we fast forward pretty quick with Spirit, like growing up, like pretty quick, and like you forget that there are horses of this color. Like we don't see a lot of like buckskin kind of colored horses, but you know they're out there and they're pretty pretty.
Buckskin horses are one of my favorites. I loved this movie a lot growing up. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I ended up marrying a husband. My husband, his mom has horses, and she's an equestrian lady. So I get to see horses quite often, which is really nice, and
Yeah.
wonderful. Buckskins are still definitely probably my favorite coloring. I
Yeah.
don't know if it's from this movie or like the ones that I've met are all very friendly too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, he's a good-looking horse. Like, and I think Spirit falls under that awkward category of like hot animated
He's
characters.
a hot horse.
Hot horse. Like, I saw that a lot on my perusing of the Letterboxd reviews and
That's
stuff. It's like,
hilarious.
this horse is too hot. It's like, really? Spirit, huh? Spirit. Spirit.
I love these people who are unabashedly. I never felt attraction to him like I did, say,
Kovu.
Kovu from Lion King 2. Yep,
Yep.
he's the
Or
hottest animated character for
Robin Hood
me.
is another popular one for people. I get that one. He's a little more humanized and stuff like that,
Yeah,
then,
he
I
is.
guess.
Yeah, and he talks and stuff.
Right,
Yeah.
right.
A little different.
Still,
But yeah, no, I
it's
think he's
always wrong.
beautiful.
Yeah. Spirit, yes.
And I also really like that all of the noises the horses make in this are real horses.
Yes, thank
So
God.
that's very cool.
It's not, they're not pulling a, again, like, you know, we're gonna keep jabbing at them because we love them so much. But Disney, you know, with Tarzan, where, you know, sometimes you could tell when it was you know, Rosie O'Donnell doing gorilla stuff and everything like that, but not so with this movie. These are all the horses making the sounds.
Right.
So we see he's basically he runs things. He's like Bambi, you know, yeah, king of the the rolling hills of the frontier. And he notices something different a certain night. Well, first of all, we get a badass scene where he takes on like a mountain lion, which was cool.
Yeah, that was very cool. And like it showed us a lot about him when he didn't like stomp the mountain lion and kill it, right?
Right. Yeah, right. He's got restraint.
Yes.
And then that night he sees something new. It's fire, so he goes to check it out, and he sees these horses like with saddles, and they're like tied to a log and shit. And he's like, "What the fuck?" Like, they are really good at showing you what they are thinking. Like, you know, they don't have to say anything. Like, it's really
Right. And
impressive.
we even like see a silent conversation between him and his mom. He's like, "Hey, mom, I'm gonna go check this out." And she's like, "Be
Yes.
careful." And he's like, "Okay, I will."
And I love
Like,
that
I'm
they do, they go beat for beat. Like, they don't rush it. Like, it's
so
impressive.
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
'Cause normally you know the impulse is to be like, okay, let's move it along. Like, you know,
Yeah.
kids are getting bored. It's like, no, kids are, receptive. Like,
Yeah, kids, especially like, I feel like this is like, there was an audience for this movie. Not that it couldn't have had a bunch of different people watching it, but I think there was an audience for this movie.
Yeah.
And that was people who were obsessed with horses, like me.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we have entire sections dedicated in the kids' literary section dedicated to horse books.
Yes, 100%.
So, yeah, definitely. And he sees this, and there's these humans, and they're all shooting their guns and having stinky feet and stuff, and they're chasing him. He doesn't like that, but he pulls some pretty slick maneuvers, like a good old, like a
Yeah,
Han Solo of the fucking frontier.
he does.
I love, yeah, pulls him into a box cannon, flips him around and stuff, and thinks he loses him. He thinks he's good to go. All right, cool. And then discovers too late. It's like, oh shit, I led them right to my home. Oh no. So he
Yeah.
tries to lead them away, and they rope him, and they get him. And the mom wants to save him and stuff. Like, God, this movie knows how to bring the tears.
Oh, it is hard to watch. It is so sad. And he's just like, no,
Yeah, you
no.
can tell. He's like, no, go without me.
And they do. They have to leave him ultimately.
And she's
And
like, bitch,
fuck.
like, no,
Oh
nay.
my God. I think like as you watch this movie, there's like a theme happening here too, like an underlying message of people taking what they want that doesn't belong to them,
Yeah, a little
trying to create like ownership where there shouldn't be.
a little
And you know,
colonization
yeah, I think
allegory.
they're also
Yeah.
trying to say some stuff about white men with guns.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, right. I mean, let's face it, like, and so it's an allegory of the Old West, obviously. Like, I mean, you could argue this is a Western. Like, this is a Western story. So there's that going on. And then, yeah, it's an allegory for colonization. It's an allegory for the establishment of the Old West. And it's an allegory for the Native American story. Like, yeah, telling of the Cimarron, which could be connected to a tribe. I forget the specifics. Look it up on IMDb. It's there. No, but yeah, so yeah, I loved that. Yeah, true. White men with guns. You're
White men with
assholes.
guns.
Or butt heads,
Mm-hmm.
or they will get their heads butted by a horse, which
Yeah.
happens when
He is like so damned and determined and spirited,
yes,
some might say.
spirit will not be broken. They take him to, like, this fort, like, yeah, some sort of fort situation going on, for a cavalry or something, and there's a corral. And they want to break this horse. Everybody takes a turn. Spirit ain't having it. We get a great song by the one and only Bryan
Bryan
Adams,
Adams.
who, yeah, Casey informed me. I came up with. So what song was it?
Everything I do it for you.
Yeah.
Any 2000s girl will know Bryan Adams' name just from that song.
And that song did make an appearance in Family Guy.
That's
So, it's a big deal.
funny.
Yeah, Stewie sang it, did a good job, of course. And we get introduced to this, like, general character dude who, yeah, talk about a jerk. But he's got a great, great head of hair, great mustache.
Yeah, that's true.
And voiced by Mr. James Cromwell, who I recognize, like, he does so many stuff. He's one of those actors who's done a lot of, stuff. I most off the top of my head, what came to mind was The Green Mile. He played like the warden in that. So yeah. Oh, Babe. He was the main farmer in Babe, the sheep pig.
Oh, okay.
So he's done stuff. And apparently this was his first animated movie acting job, so did good.
Oh, he did a great job,
Yeah.
honestly.
And this guy finally, like, he actually deprives Spirit of water and food for 3 days, and only then, is he able to break him. I
Yeah.
think that's an important detail to acknowledge because otherwise, this guy probably wouldn't have accomplished it. But he only breaks him for
Yeah.
so long before Spirit finally, like, figures out a way to get out. And not only does he get out, but he takes this other fellow with him, a Native American, named Little Creek or something. Little Creek, I
Yep,
want to say.
Little Creek.
Little Creek. And they escape together. And it sucks because they escape, and then his friends rope him, and he's like, God dang it.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck,
Real, I thought we
man?
were over this, man. We had like a bond.
Yeah, I will say, like, the natives, they definitely treat him like a lot better.
Yes, that's the difference here.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, we use horses probably for hauling and for riding, but it's not like the military-esque like training and things that the white men are doing.
Right.
Still though, like Spirit is a
He doesn't
he
want to
was
be.
born in the wilds. He's lived in the wild his whole life. He's a wild horse. Like, should let a wild horse be a wild horse, right?
Yar. Right. And it's funny because, like, yeah, the Native Americans getting a little taste of it. It's like, oh, like, yeah, this isn't right. Like, yeah.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, Little Creek. And we don't get a lot of
His
the other
horse is
names.
Rain,
Dang it. Rain, right.
and she's beautiful.
She's awesome.
Her and Spirit kind of like develop a bond.
They hit it off, and but he's also kind of like, what's your deal, lady? Like, why do you like these humans
Yeah,
so much? What the
right.
heck? And they kind of use her, they tie both of them together to kind of
Show him. This
yeah.
is like, yeah, monkey see, monkey do kind of situation.
Yeah, and it's not, it's a different kind of breaking. It's not, it's, yeah, taming a little
It's
bit
not
more.
keeping him from drinking or eating, which I
Yeah.
think is cruel.
Right.
It's more so like, hey, look at this horse. She's pretty. You like her. Now act like her.
Yeah. See, we ain't so bad. Like, yeah, it's about respect. Like, they are coexisting with the horses in
Yeah.
addition to, it's like, and that's the difference, where it's just like, hey, you're helping us out, so the least we can do, like, we can do what we can for you. And also respect the fact that you are wild animals. Like, at least Rain does get
Exactly.
more free rein. Like, they put her in the corral every now and then. Do they? Do they put her in the corral?
I think that when she goes in there, like they leave it open for her
Yeah.
so that she can go in or stay out. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Should I
I
stay or
think it's
should I?
cute, like Little Creek likes to bring Spirit a mountain of apples.
Yeah, that's cute.
Builds like a little mountain of apples. It's very sweet.
Yes,
They
considering.
even like they did a really good job of showing the horses eat the apples too, because like when horses eat apples, it's just real foamy situation.
Yeah.
And they actually like really portrayed that nicely. I was like, oh yeah, that is what it looks like when a horse eats an apple.
Nice. Spirit's getting acclimated to everything. He's starting to like these guys, but he still doesn't want to be tamed.
Yep.
But he likes Little Creek well enough, and eventually Little Creek accepts the fact that, you know what? Just go. Go on,
Yeah,
get out of here.
I
Like,
can't break this guy.
here, let me smack your butt, because that's what we do. And sends him on his way. And Spirit's grateful, And but d and then doesn't he wants to bring Rain along.
Yeah, he tries to convince her and
There we
she's like,
go.
no,
She's
I'm
not so
supposed to be with Little
much.
Creek. Like,
Yeah.
he's my family.
Yep. I think, and does he move on? Or, no, then, right, army shows up, cavalry, moves in, and I believe it is it's the same group that we just saw, that Spear just left. And they're moving in with their guns, and dang it, Native Americans are putting up a fight though, and Spirit goes in to help, which was awesome,
It was unfortunately like
Excuse me.
Little Creek gets like taken, right?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't, sorry.
Not
But what
taken, but
happens is like Rain, they're about to get Rain in Little Creek. Spirit steps
yeah.
in,
Yes.
and then Spirit and Rain are like in the water, and he's trying to help her get out of the water, but then they end up
Yeah.
going down a
Yeah,
waterfall.
man. Like, man, we love our people falling off of waterfalls, especially in
Yep.
wet westerns and frontier stories.
That's right.
It is exciting. Very impractical though. Very like only in movies are they like 50-50% chance of surviving,
Yep.
The odds are never
So
that
that
good, I don't think.
happens.
Yeah.
And then they end up leaving Rain because they think she's on death's door,
Right,
and
because
they
she
take
got
Spirit
shot.
again,
God.
and he gets like stuck on a train.
Yeah. That was heart-wrenching too. Like I actually thought they were pulling a Disney or no more of a Don Bluth where it's like, nope, this is the last time you're seeing her. But Little Creek
Right.
shows up and you think maybe. But right, he's taken, he's put on a train. Horses are offering him hay. He's like, fuck off.
Fuck you, I'm depressed. I don't want to eat anything right now.
And now oh man, this is rough because then he gets taken to, he's turned into a workhorse, really, right?
Yeah, they turn him into a workhorse,
They're
to
trying
the
to
point
build a
where, like,
railroad.
yeah, they're building a railroad, and Spirit kind of has like another idea. Okay, well, if I play dead,
Yeah.
then they'll have to move me away, which like it's sad, but it just shows you like how many horses they did work to death because they just have this system in place for when a horse falls over and dies.
Yeah, right.
They're like, oh yeah, this other horse comes and we tie him up and we pull him away, type of a situation,
Yeah.
which is so fucked up. Like you should never work an animal to death.
I can't believe that's what they would do sometimes. They would actually haul like trains over mountains using horses. It's just insane. Crazy. But we're supposed to look upon that as like, no, that's human determination at its best.
No. But yeah, that is how they want us to look at it.
Yeah. It is indeed. No, I mean, they even try. I love that they showed us first they try it with dynamite. Like, they were gonna go through it. They were gonna go through the mountain, but that's not working. So,
Right.
like, we gotta go over it. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Spirit like starts to get away.
And then he's hanging there, and he gets saved by Little Creek.
Little Creek.
Just in
Yep.
time. Awesome shit. And they're riding, and it takes a turn for the action movie with a horse,
Yes.
but it's okay, it's all in fun, like I enjoyed it. Explosions are happening, that train ain't going nowhere, it slips back, like awesome victory. Crazy horse, they're getting away. Yeah, somehow they get away, and I don't know, like yeah. Because then there's the next day, it's pretty, we get a moment of
They get away because they
peace.
like do this crazy jump.
Is,
And the
okay.
jump is like, it
We're already
looks
there.
like,
Yeah, okay, yeah.
it looks like he's like flying.
Yeah.
And originally I read that they actually had
The
like,
eagle over. But that's
yes.
just a, they were right. It's like, that's just a
It
little
was
too
too
much.
much. It was too much.
Yeah.
But I think what they did was great. It was like, yeah, impractical or unrealistic, sure.
It was
But
so well
horses can
done.
jump pretty
It's like,
far.
oh no,
Like,
because you can see Little Creek register. It's like,
yeah,
oh
he's like, oh
no.
shit.
He's like, oh yes.
Yeah, and then they escape, and Little Creek takes him a far enough away from them,
Yeah.
and then shows him that Rain is still alive, which is very sweet and
Well, the general
heartwarming.
does. We do get a moment of like the general. They could take a shot at them after they have crossed that
Yes.
large
And the
chasm.
general stops it.
Yes, and gives a head nod of respect, which I accept it, but I'm glad that Spirit didn't exactly return it, because that general didn't earn that. But I do understand. It's like, man, like, even this guy has to be like, no, man, like, did you see what they just did?
Yeah, this horse wants to get away. He's staying away. Like, it is what it
like we all saw that that was miracle. Like, you gotta let him have it. It's one horse, you know.
Yeah. They have
Our
so many
pride is
horses.
hurt, yes. But yeah, no. Like, yeah, I get that. Like, you know, even yeah, the worst of people should be able to be like, yeah, you know what? No, we got it. Like,
We gotta let him be.
yeah, you gotta let him go. Look at us. Are we gonna make that? Are you gonna go? No. Like, you know. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was a nice detail. But I
Me
like that
too.
they didn't go full, like, you know, in the end, like, this general doesn't deserve our respect so much. Like, you know.
Right.
Yeah. That gesture, maybe, but I mean, this guy's still a bad guy. This dude's still gonna be going back and trying to get that railroad going and blah 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 blah. Colonization. Cat.
That's my life.
Yep, and then Rain, she's alive, and you know, now she's actually receptive to the idea, because it's like, you know, this has been great, but I kind of want to share my home with you.
Yeah.
And she does decide to move on. And it was a hard goodbye for him, but he
Oh, so
ultimately
sad.
says goodbye, and he is named Spirit, who could not be tamed. It's a good
Love
name.
that.
It's a good
Love
strong
that.
name. And yeah, a yay and a woohoo and a yes. And away we go. Yeah. This ends happily. What happens next for the West? Well, that's a story for another time.
For real.
But
I
yeah.
love seeing Spirit reunited with his mom. Like, that just like is so heartwarming.
Right.
So sweet.
So sweet.
Oh goodness. Oh
So
goodness.
sweet. Yeah.
My cat. Yeah, I love that so much. I'm like, so sweet. It definitely made me cry a little bit.
Definitely.
I just like, yeah, this movie is so good.
It just does go to show you. It's like, hey, man, sometimes words get in the way. Sometimes words get in the way. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly really like the narration over the animals talking for this situation.
Yeah, and they managed to not overuse it. Like, there's long periods
Yeah.
where we don't have anything. And, like, yeah,
Exactly.
I like
Yeah,
that
I
stuff.
agree.
Yep. So awesome. That is pretty much Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron. Do you think, did you have the questions, or did we answer them, or did you just want to move on to favorite questions?
We answered all my questions.
Cool.
So that was awesome.
All right.
So time for favorites.
Favorites.
What was your favorite scene?
Favorite scene. I mean, the whole fort, like, yeah, his first introduction to humanity, if you will, at that fort, and the entire breaking set piece, like, all that, probably favorite scene. Like, yeah, that's good stuff.
Awesome.
'Cause it just, yeah, it goes to show you how much men suck. And that one guy, I liked some of the humor with that, with the guy who's trying to. At first, I thought he was gonna cut his, you know, merchandise
Oh,
off.
yeah,
But
they don't want to do that.
yeah, no. Cut his hair, though.
Yeah,
Rouge,
that
rouge.
was a pretty good scene. Every time he would do something, they would add another tie. Very
Still
cute.
got out. Yeah.
What was your favorite performance?
Right.
This is like a weird favorite character. How about we do that?
Yeah, So yeah, I mean, it would have to be Spirit. Here's the thing, it's slim pickings, so I mean, Spirit probably, and then I did have a favorite vocal performance. 'Cause, so here's the thing. I think a lot of people's criticism of this, or at least yeah, a good portion, is, you know, Matt Damon is kind of the weak point of it. Like, having him as a narrator in something that is so clearly a Native American story, they should have had another Native American as Spirit or something. And now I get it, especially at this time. Like, he was the name, and like, that's the selling point. But at the same time, this is for kids. Do they really give a shit?
Right.
who Matt Damon, who the voice of Spirit is, or anything. So that's the only thing I would change. Like, honestly, like, they could do it even. Like, go in there, put in a Native American voice for this Native American story. Daniel Studi did a good job. Like, he could have done both. Something, they could have worked that out.
Was he Little Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome. I'm glad they at least had a Native American
Exactly. Yeah, they
voicing the
did
Native
have some of
American.
that.
This is a horse, and he doesn't have a. I mean, he has a race, but not.
See,
It's not the
exactly. I
same.
just, yeah, but it's, again, like, it to reinforce that he's supposed to be a Native American. Like, I feel he's representing Native Americans.
Yeah.
So just to really drive that home, put a make a Native American his voice.
Yeah.
But favorite performance was actually James Cromwell, for this being his first performance, like,
Yeah, he
vocal
was
performance.
awesome.
Like, yeah, he really did that well. He's got that, like, he's got a voice for a Western. Like, I'd like to hear him narrating a Louis L'Amour story or something.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And then honorary would be Daniel Studi, because, yeah, Little Creek was great. Good
He
character.
was.
Good stuff.
Favorite quote.
Oh, and Daniel Studi is the son of Wes Studi, who I know, like, really great Native American actor. Like, he was in Last of the Mohicans and so many other things. Like, recently he was in Hostiles with Christian Bale. Really great actor.
That's awesome.
And then, what favorite quote? "To my kind, the land was ageless. It had no beginning and no end, no boundary between earth and sky. Like the wind and the buffalo grass, we belonged here. We would always belong here." Yeah.
Love that.
Buffalo grass. Interesting. Buffalo grass. It's big grass.
Big grass. Very cool. Love it.
Yeah.
What would you rewatch and recommend?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Of
And
course.
what would you rate it out of 5 stars?
5 stars, of course.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's foolish not to, come
It's
on.
like it holds up.
The animation holds up, the
Honestly, it holds
music,
up.
it's
The
dated, but
music is
whatever.
weird.
Like,
Yeah, the music is a weird choice. It's very, very early 2000s.
yeah.
They're just like, it was like, oh my God, my cats are fighting. I don't know if you can hear that. I think, yeah, the music could have been better.
Yeah.
But it is nostalgic for me, so when
Right,
I
right.
watch it, I'm like, oh yeah, Brian
Yeah,
Adams, here we
yeah.
go.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. That's very cool.
Heck
Yay.
yeah. Well, that covers Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron. So now I think
Yeah.
it's time to talk about
Titan AE.
Titan A.
AE. After Earth.
After
That's what that
Earth,
stands for.
yes.
Yeah. So, let's see. Kale.
Ah, kale.
Kale. We see him as a
It's a
boy, a
vegetable.
young boy, like inventing, making an invention.
Yeah.
And his invention's not working, and his dad comes over. And we get like sort of our first like heart wrencher moments.
This
I
is
guess
when you
our
know it's a
only real one. Yeah.
Don Bluth movie. Yeah.
Don Bluth
Is
movie,
I
Don Bluth
couldn't
moment.
I don't think I looked. I feel like, is Ron Perlman his dad's voice? Let's
I
see.
don't know.
Let's see. Let's see here. Titan A.E. All right, John Leguizamo. Yep, Ron Perlman, knew it. Ha ha.
Cool.
Ron Perlman, Hellboy. Okay.
There are
Yes.
definitely some voices that I really know in this film.
Some were surprised for me. I was like, wait, that's who? That's
Like,
Timon?
I know his voice. No matter what he does to his voice, I know this actor's voice. It's embedded into my brain. I don't know if it's because I watched Lion King
Yeah.
so much,
Probably, yeah.
but he also like was a part in Modern Family, like a small part, and he would come randomly onto the show and I'd be like, it's Timon,
Yeah.
it's
Nathan Lane, man.
happening. Yeah, he's
He's
awesome. And
so
Drew
good.
Barrymore, you could never disguise her voice.
Never. Bill Pullman was a little surprised, but yeah. The dad
Yeah.
from Casper.
Yeah. And then, Matt Damon, like, I will say, I just don't recognize his voice. Like, I might be like, who is that? But I'm not like, oh, hey, it's Matt Damon's voice.
Damon. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's just like, because maybe I haven't watched enough of his stuff. He did like a lot of action stuff, and I've never been, I like action movies okay, but usually they like stress me out a little bit.
Yeah. So. Oh, the Bourne movies. Bourne movies are good, yeah.
Yeah, I watched a couple of those, and they were good. Yeah. They were like nails in the palm of your hand good.
Yeah. Yeah.
At some points, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we see like they're under some kind of attack.
You're gonna have to help me through this. Planet's going bye bye.
Planet is going bye bye. Aliens, a mysterious alien, some sketch ass aliens is what I wrote down.
Yeah, the Dredge. Pretty good, pretty solid Dredge. Name, you know.
Cool name, yeah. They are attacking Earth, and his dad is like, you gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
And he's like, not without you. And he's like, you gotta go.
Here, take this ring.
And yeah, here's a ring for you, family heirloom. Wear it.
it's important.
And yeah, and that's the last we see of his dad.
Yes. And this is already like far into the future. I mean, aliens are already coexisting with people on Earth and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's raised by an alien, I think. Like, yeah.
He's raised by aliens, yeah.
Yeah.
And he kind of, like, is just doing some, like, work in space and chilling with the aliens.
Works on a space station.
Like, yep, he's got some alien friends.
And then that general from all those years ago who knew his dad shows up, voiced by Phil Pullman, like we were saying.
Yes, and he's just like, yo, you got your dad's ring?
I need that. I could use that.
And he's like, of course. And then they help him figure out that it's like a map.
Right.
That only works with his DNA.
Yeah.
Which is very smart. Good job, dad.
Yeah.
Keep your son alive.
Right. Which, yeah, they would have been screwed if anything happened to Kale within all that time.
For real.
yeah.
Yeah, for real. They definitely would have been. But I guess that there's only a couple of people. So the dad's friend and then the Dredge, like, are the only people that really know about this thing.
Yeah.
You know? So all of the other humans are just, like, trying to live wherever they can and trying to make it feel like home.
And eventually, like, you know, humanity's gonna go extinct because there's only so many.
Yeah.
You know? So
they're not hooking up and having babies.
This is the last key to save humanity, is this little thing. It's called the Titan Project or something. It was a ship that was really important.
Yes.
And so he joins this ragtag group of space people.
Yeah.
Including a purple haired lady.
Drew Barrymore.
What's the voice?
Voiced by Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, what's that character? Who was that character?
Her name was Akima.
Akima, yes.
Yeah, very cool.
And then then we got Nathan Lane as an alien. We got Jen Leguizamo as Goon, annoying character. You always had this character, though. Like,
you have to.
Oh, he's cute because he's weird. Okay.
Right.
And then the alien with the long legs, who is voiced by, of all people. Hold on. Who was it? It blew my mind. Voiced by, Janine Garofalo. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was also so random.
Random, but appreciated. It's like, cool.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. This ragtag group, you know, they're looking for this spaceship while dodging aliens along the way.
Yep, and, you know, the boy, like, I think he feels happy that he's connected with someone that also knew his dad.
Yeah.
Because he, Kale, sorry, not the boy, Kale, voiced by Matt Damon, is just happy that he has, like, some lasting connection to his dad, because I think he's feeling really alone.
Yeah.
You know, it can feel really alienating.
Yeah.
to be, you know, with nobody that's like you.
Yeah.
And that has no connection to you. So I think he's happy that he's got this guy here.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we find
But
out.
then,
But then.
just when he's starting to trust him, he finds out that this dude is in bed with the Dredge.
The Dredge, yeah. By
Which,
the way, we also have some like sexual tension, romance potentially gonna happen between the only human girl that he knows and himself.
Annoyingly so too. Like, yeah, we have a couple of scenes that,
the almost kiss. Yeah. The shower, like, oh,
Yes,
I'm
the
gonna
shower.
glance
Like, again,
over,
always
like,
have to
yeah.
have the, yeah, the awkward.
It's
Oh.
so weird to have that scene in a cartoon, by the
Yes.
way.
Like,
Like,
yeah, it's awkward.
so
So
awkward.
awkward.
So awkward.
Especially when this is clearly geared more towards kids. It's, yeah.
It's weird. It's
Yeah.
weird. It was a weird. This movie pulls a lot of weird punches.
Yeah.
And
Pulls
it's
them? I don't think
also,
it pulls a punch. It
it
throws
doesn't.
those
It throws
punches.
them, yeah. And it doesn't like, it's not the most memorable. So I
Yeah.
definitely, yeah, I'm having a hard
This is
time
a
remembering
struggle.
details.
Yeah.
Him and her are about to go somewhere together, and then they overhear his dad's friend
Talking to the
planning,
Dredge,
yeah,
which
talking to the
apparently they can
Dredge.
understand the Dredge. That's, yeah, there's weird things
Another
going on
weird
here.
thing.
And why, like, there's just no, like, it's a real hard, like, leap to get me on board with, like, why would this guy, who's all, apparently all about numero uno, why would he join these guys? There's no way, like, you're not coming out of this alive, like, they're, like, you know.
It's
I don't
weird.
know, yeah.
It's really weird, and they don't really explain that.
Like, what's he
So we
getting out
don't.
of it? Like, I guess they're gonna let him live. Like, why would you trust that? Why would you believe
Yeah,
that?
why not just like go to your new
Help
the
humanity.
place?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it doesn't, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Usually, for someone to betray their own kind of people, like there needs to be something on the line there, but we don't
That's
know
why
what
he's,
that
like,
was.
needlessly evil, because he's like, yeah, humanity's circling the drain, so you gotta pick a side, and I'm picking this one. It's like,
It's
well,
like
they're still
that's
gonna
kind of
kill
fucked,
you.
man.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, so that happens, and of course, like they have to try to escape because they're like, ah, fuck, the kids found us out. Like now we're gonna have to force him into submission,
Yeah.
kind of like spirit. And they escape,
Yeah.
and head towards another ship.
Yeah.
And she's just like, how the fuck are we gonna fly this? It's
Yeah,
old.
it's a piece of shit. And he
Piece of
figures it
shit.
out. He's worked with junk before,
Yep.
and
His dad was a tinkerer.
yep. And they figure it out, and then, oh, man, because yeah, then it gets into weird territory. Because then it's all about betrayal upon betrayal.
Yes.
They find them again. Bill Pullman's character and Nathan Lane decide to kill off the other two aliens that are part of their crew because they think that they're going to be more sympathetic to Matt Damon. And we think that they're out of the, you know, whatever, out of the team that they blew up or something. They're closing in on the Titan though. Like they make it to this one planet with these aliens that know the secrets to where it goes, and they project it through a telescope, and it shows them where they go.
Yeah.
Or well, wait, no, that's after the Dredge cat. The Dredge do eventually catch them, right?
Yes, they
Yeah.
do. They do.
Yeah. And they know where to go now, and so they go there.
Right. Yep, they go there and they're just like,
There's a bunch
you're
of
gonna.
ice crystals.
Yeah, we're gonna fuck this planet up, bro. Or this non-existent planet that's gonna be a planet
Yeah.
because of those ice crystals, I
Yeah,
guess.
which are protecting the Titan, which is a huge ship, and inside of the ship is the DNA of everything, apparently.
Everything.
Mostly animals, though, but I would hope that they have the DNA of plant life and stuff like that if you're gonna, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. And yeah, they need to figure out how to get this thing moving. He sees a hologram from his dad.
Yes, which was so sweet. His dad, Bob, by the way.
Dad,
In case
what?
you were wondering, his name was Bob.
His dad's name was. Oh, okay. Any. Yeah, we'll get there. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
So the energy cells have burned out. So they figure out a way to finagle it to harness the energy of the dredge, because the dredge are pure energy. Because,
They are pure energy.
sure.
I guess.
Which decide to take on mechanical form, like, again, whole bunch of questions.
Yeah, this part was so confusing and weird.
So they need time to get that going. Bill Pullman's character switches sides again.
Yep, he's like, oh, maybe I'm a good guy.
Nathan Lane character is now the ultimate big bad.
Yep.
And people die. A lot of blood, like, and it's
So much
floating there
death.
in space. People die, dredge attack, but the ship harnesses the power, so now the Titan is running again, and
Yep.
it starts up, and hey, instant planet.
Yeah, basically we get this whole like minute and a half long sequence of a planet being built.
Doesn't take very long,
Whoosh, whoosh.
which that's weird. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was
I feel
crazy.
like it would take a little longer
I think so.
for a planet to come into existence, but whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right, probably.
And yeah, like, later on that day, Matt Damon and Drew Barrymore hanging out on the planet, and they're trying to figure out what to call it.
And he wants to name it Bob after his dad, which is a ridiculous name.
Totally dumb, but at the this is such like that 2000s humor. Like, we should call it
It is.
Bob. Planet
Yeah.
Bob. What, you
And then
don't
they
like
almost
that?
kiss again.
Yeah, and then they do.
Yeah, they do. Their friends come, though, down and join them.
Yeah, and they're all kissing.
Everyone's making up. Nope, I'm just kidding. That's a different movie.
Yeah.
And I think they're gonna call it basically Earth 2.0.
Right. Right. AKA Planet Bob.
AKA Bob. And that's this movie.
There you go.
That's it. We
Get
did
off of
it.
my back. Oh wait, no.
Yeah,
Did Bryan
wrong
Adams
movie.
contribute a song to this one? It feels like he should have.
He should have.
He
He
really
should
should
have,
have.
but it didn't happen.
Ah. Nope.
Damn.
There you go. Fantastic. There you go. Titan A.
Hey.
So yeah, where would they so let's go down. So Don Bluth movies. You've seen most of them, right? So Secret of NIMH, yes. Land Before Time.
Yes,
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
love Land Before Time. Heart-wrenching movie, but I love anything to do with dinosaurs, and I
Yeah.
loved that movie when I was a kid.
American Tail.
American Tail's great.
And
Yeah.
Anastasia.
Oh, we all know how much I love Anastasia still.
So for me, Anastasia. So Anastasia. Let's see. Anastasia. Yeah, maybe Land Before Time. Yeah, these are top tier. I'm trying to, like, figuring out tiers here, Anastasia is so good, though.
It's so good. All of it, every single part of Anastasia is so brilliant.
Thumbelina. Not one of their strongers. That's more mid-bottom tier for Don Bluth, I think.
It is, and I loved that movie too growing up, but now rewatching it, I'm like, that's terrible messaging.
Great episode of.
So fun.
It's a great
So
episode
fun
of
to
the
watch
Disney
my
Channel surface.
dreams of my past crumble before me.
They're dead, dead, dead. Okay. So funny. Okay. Anywho. So where would you rank Titan A.E. in terms of tiers here? Like, because then, okay, and then where it is another popular one is All Dogs Go to Heaven. What tier would you put them in?
I loved All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say this is. Oh my God, Rockadoodle. I loved that one
Oh,
too. I'm
Rockadoodle, you
looking
know
at
what? Underrated, because that's actually a good one. Like,
A
yeah.
Troll in Central Park. I loved that movie.
Didn't see that one. I feel like I was turned off because people told me there's like Christian overtones. And I was like, oh.
There probably was. I was
Yeah.
very small when it
Yeah,
came out.
I know.
I have
Yeah.
not rewatched it.
Yeah.
I would say this is lower for me though.
Because it
And
is like
simply
it's one of his
because,
worst,
like,
yeah.
so I think that the animation was great. It actually, most of it holds up pretty well.
Yeah.
But the
Some of
story
the
is like
computer and 2D animation doesn't mix well. That's the only thing.
Yeah, the story is just like, it's like they spent so much time and money on the animation
Yeah.
that then they were like, okay, we're just gonna throw this story together. It doesn't 100% make sense. Sci-fi is like such a hard genre to
Yeah.
do and to do it like well. And when you're doing it as a cartoon, that adds like another level of difficulty.
Yeah.
And it just didn't really work for me.
It was originally pitched as a live action movie. Would you have preferred that?
I think so, although this came out in,
Yeah.
when did this come out?
2000s? Early 2000.
2000,
Oh,
yeah.
90s? Yeah. Probably 2000,
So
okay.
it came out in 2000.
So it would be like Lost in Space level sci-fi.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have been good.
Phantom Menace.
It wouldn't have been great. It could
Attack of
have,
the
though. You know
Clones,
what it could have done is it could have like achieved cult classic level
yeah.
versus because I think they could have done a little bit more with the story if it was in live action.
Right.
And instead they had this weird cartoon that wasn't really for little kids or for
Yeah,
grown-ups.
exactly. I think it was for boys, like the young boys, This was a thing that was happening at Disney too. Like they were, for some
Yeah.
reason, they took a turn for it. It's like, oh, let's do movies for the boys now. It's like, and that
Yeah,
was the weakest
Disney, I
point.
think a lot of those, a lot of the companies were like, especially in the early 2000s, were like, we're going to divide everything in half, boys' movies, girls' movies, and like very few that were like an in between.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
now it's just like, there's just movies, like boys like them, girls like them.
Yeah, what
Like, I
adds?
love the way that we're moving
Yeah.
as a culture in that aspect.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a Don Bluth movie that misses the mark a bit. Like,
It does, which is a bummer because I
yeah.
was like, cool, space,
Don
Drew
Bluth,
Barrymore,
yeah.
Don Bluth, like, very cool, but didn't really work for me. It was okay. It was middle for me, like lower middle.
All right, so now it is time for our favorite questions.
Favorites?
So, favorite performance, vocal performance.
I'm gonna have to go with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah,
Just
solid.
because, like, I just love
She
her. She could do
fits.
no wrong.
And she should do more voice work.
Yeah, she has an amazing voice. It is a voice that you know anywhere,
Yeah.
but, like, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's very
It's
cool.
part of the appeal.
Matt Damon did a good job as well.
Yeah, sure.
He did.
Honorary.
Yeah, he'd probably be my honorary.
Oh, okay. Favorite scene.
My favorite scene was the last scene on the new Earth. It was just beautiful and they like got what they were working for. I liked it.
Nice. And you knew that it was over.
And it was
Good,
over.
it's done. Thank God. Planet
No, it
Mom.
wasn't that bad. It wasn't like bad enough for me to like count down the
That's the thing.
minutes.
Like, yeah, right.
It goes
It
quickly. It's
does,
just
yeah.
like not the most memorable thing for me. I was like, wait, what happened? I had to rewind it a couple of times. I was like, I am not
Yeah.
remembering the shit that leads to the next shit.
Right. Favorite quote, line of dialogue.
My favorite quote is from Kale. He says, every day I wake up and it's still the present, the same grimy, boring present. I don't think this future thing of yours exists.
Nice. Yeah.
And I just like,
I get
that's a good
that.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get
We can all relate on some
We're
level,
all just
right?
stuck in this stupid present, man. And so then, would you rewatch or recommend? Yeah, you know what? It seemed like a waste of a rewatch. Like,
Rewatch it. Yeah, it's
And
like
can you recommend it?
I
It's
don't
not even
think I
worth a
would.
recommendation.
If somebody was like, I love sci-fi, I've seen every single sci-fi movie, and they've never seen this, I'd probably be like, yeah, you should watch it just to round yourself out.
Maybe.
But it's
Maybe.
not, yeah, not something that I would go around recommending because I'm not really sure what the message of it was either, you know?
Yeah. Humanity at all costs.
Yeah, humanity prevails. Like, I'm
It's
not really sure.
pro-colonization again, you know? Which I, yeah, no. And then out of 5 stars.
I give it 2.5.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. Middle of the road, yeah, for sure. Neither good nor bad.
Exactly.
Great. So now we've covered both of the movies. So let's talk about
Let's do
connections.
it.
Apart from the fact that they're animated.
Yep. Both are animated movies.
Yeah.
Both have Matt Damon as like the main voice.
Yup.
And both show the good and bad sides of humanity.
Ooh, okay. I see that. Both lead characters refuse to be tamed.
Yeah.
You know, both are kind of rebels in that way. Both take place in landscapes that are in the midst of establishment or colonization, whether it be the
Okay.
Old West or the final frontier of space. Both have very 90s ballad soundtracks from male singers.
True.
Yeah, there we go. There's the connections for you.
Love it.
All right, so now it is time for our recommendations.
Yes, let's do it.
Go for it.
My recommendation is a podcast.
Okay.
It's called The Lunar Body.
Oh,
And I'm
okay.
going to butcher this name. Kristen Cicilline.
Okay.
She's very cool. My work actually recently had her come virtually to us to do a very cool like little segment with us, a seminar, if you will. And she's just really into like meditating and being present while you're eating your food and being mindful of your food and like controlling any issues that you have with food that way. She doesn't believe in dieting. She talks a lot about like health and women's cycles and aligning with the moon. She's a kitchen witch. Like there, she's just like there's so
Kitchen
many cool
witch.
things about her. She's very cool, and her podcast is like very in her brand. I've listened to a few episodes now, and you know, she talks about everything that I just mentioned and more. Yeah, she's very, very cool and really inspires me to like change the way that I do things. So yeah. Her podcast one more time is called The Lunar Body.
Lunar Body. All right. I'm also going to recommend a podcast called the Nostalgic Millennial Podcast.
Nice.
These are the brand new, so they only have like 3 episodes out, so we are getting in while they're fresh. So check them out.
Hell yeah.
The Nostalgic Millennial Podcast. Awesome.
Awesome.
All right. And if you have a recommendation of your own that you'd like to let us know about, or maybe there was a connection that we missed or overlooked, you can send that to us by our email.
At movieconnectionpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Instagram at The Movie Connection. Or you can follow us individually, me at Jacob Bean Watson.
And me at KC Schwartz.
You know, we've got a Facebook, all that good stuff. Hey, leave a rate and a review on Apple Podcasts. That would be most appreciated. I also post reviews on Letterboxd all the time, so check that out. Awesome. I think we have reached the point that we've been waiting for. And yes, this is for the finale of season 2.
Hell yeah.
And what we like to do for the finale is we like to torture ourselves and watch movies that are, you know, assign each other movies that are just confounding. Who is the audience for this? Like, why did this get made? Why do I like this? Why do I
Yes.
also hate it? Like,
Yes.
just movies that make you feel all of the confusion and confoundability. Last season was pretty cool. We watched Rubber and Swiss Army Man. And
Yeah, that was
sure
an
enough,
episode, that's for sure.
both were confounding. And we always like to bring in a guest or two to share in the misery. So, and next week will be no exception. We're bringing in our friend Colleen.
Hell
So,
yeah.
yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. So, yeah, Casey, what are you having me watch?
I am having you watch a movie that I was unabashedly obsessed with.
Right.
And then later on found out that everyone else hates. It is called The Lake House.
The Lake House with
It
the
has,
man
yeah.
Keanu.
Yep, Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
What an interesting combo.
It's an interesting movie that doesn't, I guess a lot of people's complaint is that it doesn't land solely on one thing. Like
Okay.
there's some like time travel aspects, some romance aspects. It's
It's
bizarre,
all over the
but I
place.
really like it.
All
It
right.
makes me cry every time, so we'll
Oh
see
no.
if I change my mind
All right.
going into this one. What are you assigning me?
So, I'm assigning you a movie called, well, you're gonna have to find it under one of two titles.
Oh.
The Boyfriend School,
Okay.
pretty straightforward title, or even better, Don't Tell Her It's Me.
Interesting.
Look up the trailer for it right now.
Can
I'll
I
wait.
just say that the boyfriend school sounds like an anime that I would watch?
Right.
Like it
Yeah, it
sounds like the
does.
name of an anime that I would watch.
Oh, connection is unstable. Oh, never mind. It's okay. Yeah, the boyfriend school. Yeah, this stars Steve Guttenberg. He is
Love him.
one of the, three men. One of the three men and a little baby or a little lady, whatever your preference. And it also has Shelley Long, who we just had on the show. Well, not but she,
I wish.
we've had her on for. Okay, wait.
You heard
She's
it
been
here,
featured
folks.
in the movies that we've discussed, two of them so far. So this will be fun.
Gets a little more help than he needs and discovers that you just can't disguise true love.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh boy, is this 90s or what? 80s?
80s. No, not
8
90s.
90s?
How
Is it
dare you?
90s?
No, what? No,
Sorry.
80s. Clearly.
It is
80s.
80s. Okay.
The big hair. I guess 90s had something
This
else.
is rough. Well,
Yes.
like the floral print and stuff that I'm seeing looks 90s, but they bleed into each other, you know?
Yeah.
I can always tell early 90s, mid 90s, and late 90s based on what everybody's wearing.
Yeah.
So I would have guessed this as like, oh, it's 1990. I was going to say I would have guessed it as early 90s.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Weird. Yeah, so enjoy that, 'cause it's gonna, take notes. 'Cause
Oh,
yeah,
I will.
it's gonna be interesting. So yeah, join us for the season finale. If you dare, where
If you
we will be
dare.
watching Don't Tell Her It's Me and The Lake House.
Yeah,
See you
that'll
then,
be
everybody.
fun to try to make those connections, huh?
Oh yeah, it'll happen. This could be the episode to break the show.
No.
Tune in to find out. All right, ta-ta, everybody.
Bye.